Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Shagun Chopra with the midday news. The headlines. Talks set to begin between United States and Iran in Islamabad today for a lasting peace deal in West Asia. Refugees in the country to receive full constitutional rights and infiltrators to be expelled, asserts Prime Minister Narendra Modi. President, Vice President and Prime Minister pay homage to social reformer and activist Mahatma Jyotiba Phule on his birth anniversary today. Electric cars priced up to 30 lakh rupees and registered in Delhi to be granted 100% exemption on road tax and registration fee till 2030. India's Unified Payments Interface, UPI, completes 10 years of operations. And Ayush Shetty enters men's singles finals of Asia Badminton Championship in Zhejiang, China. High-level delegations of US and Iran are set to begin talks in Islamabad to establish lasting peace in West Asia in a short while. A U.S. government aircraft carrying U.S. delegation led by Vice President J.D. Vance landed in Islamabad. The delegation includes Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and advisor Jared Kushner. Before his departure for Pakistan, Mr. Vance said he was looking forward to the negotiation, hoping that it would be positive. He said if the Iranians are willing to negotiate in good faith, U.S. is certainly willing to extend the open hand. But if they are going to try to play with U.S., then they are going to find that the negotiating team not that receptive. Iran is represented by Parliament Speaker Mohammad Baghir Ghalibaf. In a social media post, Mr. Ghalibaf had said that two of the measures mutually agreed upon between the parties are yet to be implemented, including a ceasefire in Lebanon and the release of Iran's blocked assets prior to the commencement of negotiations. He said these two matters must be fulfilled before negotiations begin. Talks are expected to focus on Iran's nuclear enrichment program, ballistic missile development, and the Strait of Hormuz. The negotiations follow a two-week ceasefire window announced by the U.S. President Donald Trump. The strategic Strait of Hormuz remains a key point of tension. Iran is also seeking guarantees of a permanent end to hostilities beyond the limited ceasefire framework currently on offer from the U.S. We spoke to former diplomat Ashok Sajjanhar for his comments on how hopeful we can be for a positive outcome.
I think we can be hopeful of some progress to be made, but this will be the first of many meetings that will have to take place to resolve the issues. But both sides are tired. This is transformed into a war of attrition. So that is why I am hopeful that some of the basic issues like opening of the Strait of Hormuz, that will be resolved as a result of these discussions.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that 345 Indian fishermen safely evacuated from Iran to India through Armenia. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar expresses gratitude to the government of Armenia and Foreign Minister Ararat Mirzoyan for their support in the safe evacuation of Indian fishermen from Iran. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today asserted that refugees will receive full constitutional rights while infiltrators will be expelled. Addressing a public rally at Katwa in West Bengal today, Mr. Modi said after the BJP government is formed in the state, the process of granting citizenship under Citizenship Amendment Act will be accelerated for all eligible applicants.
Modi ne CAA ka kanun banaya. ताकि मतवा नाम शूद्र और सभी शरणार्थियों को संविधान की गारंटी मिले यहां बीजेपी सरकार बनते ही शरणार्थी परिवारजनों को सीएए के तहत नागरिकता देने का काम और तेज किया जाएगा जो भारत में घुसपैठ करके आया है उसको भारत से खदेड़ा जाएगा.
Launching a sharp attack on the ruling Trinamool Congress, Mr. Modi alleged that its 15-year rule has given nothing but fear to every citizen of Bengal. He said the BJP would take strict action against those involved in political violence in the state. He said infiltrators should start packing their bags and it is time to leave. He said those who helped illegal immigrants will not be spared.
मोदी की गारंटी टीएमसी की निर्मम सरकार के भयराज को भरोसे में बदलने की है और ये गारंटी पूरी कैसे होगी इसका पूरा खाका बीजेपी के घोषणा पत्र में है। बीजेपी भ्रष्टाचार और कानून व्यवस्था को लेकर व्हाइट पेपर जारी करेगी।
Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah also addressed a public rally at Onda in West Bengal. He alleged that the syndicate Raj of Trinamool Congress ruined government of West Bengal. He said West Bengal youth have been forced to migrate from the state and farmers are not getting the right price for their produce. Trinamool Congress Supremo and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee criticized the Bharatiya Janata Party over the issue of alleged attacks on the Bengali-speaking people in other states. She alleged that BJP has hatched a conspiracy to divide Bengal. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, today conducted fresh searches against former West Bengal Education Minister Partha Chatterjee and some others as part of a money laundering investigation into an alleged teacher's recruitment scam in the state. ED conducted searches at two premises in Kolkata in connection with the SSC recruitment scam case. The ED said that searches are being carried out at the residence of Partha Chatterjee and at the office of Prasanna Kumar Roy, who is currently in judicial custody. In Tamil Nadu, Vilvankode Assembly constituency will go for polls on 23rd of this month. A report from our correspondent.
The Communist Party also had won 5 times from this constituency, which is in existence since 1952. In 1952 and 1954 elections, Travancore Tamil Nadu Congress won the elections as the district was under Travancore. The community and religious affiliations also made it easy for the winning ratio of the contestants who belong to the national parties. It is interesting to note that Vijay Dharani, who won the constituency thrice as a Congress candidate, is now in the fray in the BJP ticket. A lawyer by profession, she is also the great-granddaughter of Tamil poet and social reformer Kavimani Desiya Vinayagam Pillai. She was also a former president of the Tamil Nadu Mahila Congress. In 2016, she was also the general secretary of All India Mahila Congress in charge of Karnataka. T.T. Praveen, a new face, has been introduced by the Congress this time. K. Michael Raj has been fielded by the new entrant of Tamil Nadu politics, Tamilaga Vetri Kalagam. The total electorate in the district is 15,10,550. Joy, Akashwani, reporting from Chennai.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. All electric cars with an ex-showroom price of 30 lakh rupees or less registered in the national capital will be granted 100% exemption on road tax and registration fees till 31st of March 2030. The Delhi government today released draft of its electric vehicle policy for the period 2026 to 2030, aiming to accelerate the adoption of clean mobility. More than 3,900 crore rupees has been allocated to promote electric vehicles under the policy. The government has said that attractive purchase and scrappage incentives will be given for electric two-wheelers, three-wheelers and four-wheelers to encourage a faster transition to green transport. The policy proposes to provide incentives starting at 10,000 rupees per kilowatt hour for electric two-wheelers priced up to 2.25 lakh rupees in the first year. For electric three-wheelers, including e-autos, will receive incentives ranging from 50,000 rupees in the first year to 30,000 rupees by the third year. Meanwhile, for electric four-wheelers, goods vehicles, incentives will go up to 1 lakh rupees initially. India's Unified Payments Interface, UPI, has completed 10 years of its operations today. Over the decade, UPI has transformed from a pilot program into the backbone of Indian payments, transitioning the nation from a cash-led economy to a real-time digital payment system. A report from our correspondent.
In 2016, the National Payments Corporation of India launched UPI, a system that fundamentally simplified the money movement in India. From 216 banks in 2021 to 691 by January 2026, the network has grown into a unified payments infrastructure, enabling users to transact effortlessly regardless of their bank or platform. Ministry of Finance noted that UPI has around 49% share in the global real-time payment system transaction volume. Institutions such as International Monetary Fund and the World Bank have also acknowledged UPI's scale, efficiency, and inclusiveness. It has expanded beyond national borders and is now operational or linked with payment system in multiple countries including the UAE, Singapore, Bhutan, Nepal, Sri Lanka, France, Mauritius, and Qatar. UPI is not just a payment system but a people's platform that made financial transactions faster, simpler, transparent, and inclusive. With Rohan, Soumya Sharan for Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has successfully coordinated the return of wanted fugitive Sahil Chauhan from Thailand. He was wanted by Haryana police in multiple criminal cases involving murder, attempt to murder, and the use of illegal firearms. The CBI said Sahil is a key member of the Bhuppi Rana gang operating in Haryana, Punjab, and Chandigarh areas. The agency said, on the request of Haryana Police and Narcotics Control Bureau, red notice against Sahil was issued. He arrived at Delhi International Airport yesterday, where he was taken into custody by a team of Haryana Police. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a three-day official visit to Paris and Berlin from tomorrow. In Paris, the Foreign Secretary will co-chair the India-France Foreign Office consultations along with Secretary General of French Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Martin Briens. The discussions will be held on a wide range of issues, including defense, civil nuclear energy, space, cyber and digital, AI, innovation and initiatives, fostering people-to-people exchanges and cultural ties. External Affairs Ministry said that latest global and regional developments will also be discussed. In Berlin, the Foreign Secretary will co-chair the India-Germany Foreign Office consultations with State Secretary of the German Foreign Office, Dr. Geza Andreas von Geyer. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has successfully conducted the second integrated airdrop test, IADD-02, for the upcoming Gaganyaan mission at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. The system is essential to ensure safe recovery of the crew module, that is the capsule in which astronauts sit during a human flight. Union Minister Jitendra Singh congratulated the ISRO for successfully conducting the test. India's first human space flight will be launched from Sriharikota in 2027. The nation pays homage to the social reformer and activist Mahatma Jyotiba Phule on his birth anniversary today. Born on this day in 1827, Mahatma Phule, along with his wife Savitri Phule, had championed the cause of women's education and empowerment, besides fighting for the removal of caste system and untouchability. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla paid floral tributes to Mahatma Jyotiba Phule on his 200th birth anniversary at Prerna Sthal in Parliament House premises. Shuttler Ayush Shetty has stormed into the final of the Badminton Asia Championships, assuring at least a silver medal with a remarkable three-game victory over top seed and defending champion Kunlavut with its son today. The world number 25 displayed strong performance and solid defense to register a comeback win of 10-21, 21-19, 21-17 against with its son, who is the Paris Olympic silver medalist and a 2023 world champion. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings will face Sunrisers Hyderabad in Mulanpur, New Chandigarh today at 3:30 p.m. In other match, Chennai Super Kings will take on Delhi Capitals in Chennai this evening at 7:30 p.m. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Talks set to begin between United States and Iran in Islamabad today for a lasting peace deal in West Asia. Refugees in the country to receive full constitutional rights and infiltrators to be expelled, asserts Prime Minister Narendra Modi. President, Vice President and Prime Minister pay homage to social reformer and activist Mahatma Jyotiba Phule on his birth anniversary today. Electric cars priced up to 30 lakh rupees and registered in Delhi to be granted 100% exemption on road tax and registration fee till 2030. India's Unified Payments Interface, UPI, completes 10 years of operations. And Ayush Shetty enters men's singles finals of Asia Badminton Championship in Zhejiang, China. And with that, we end the midday news.